Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we share 6 building blocks to optimal energy. At midlife, feeling low energy can be a huge problem. With shifting hormones, life pressures, and hectic schedules, it can seem as though someone's pulled the plug from the battery, and we can't imagine how we'll ever feel energized again.
If that sounds familiar, we're here to tell you that it is possible to reclaim a sense of vitality throughout the day, as we've seen it time and time again with our clients. So here's the 6 simple ways you can make a change right away.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. We had a week off.
We did have a week off. Why do we have a week off, Claire?
Because we just did. Wow. We just did, really. I didn't know there was a reason.
My thing is, you weren't feeling that well.
Oh, yeah.
You've had some sort of weird summer flu cold.
Yeah. Well, no, it hasn't been flu. It's not like, I don't exaggerate like men do with the whole man flu thing. No, I've just had a little bit of a head cold, that's all. But yeah, actually, it wasn't really because of that. I thought, let's just be kind to ourselves and just think, actually, if we didn't feel vibey with putting a podcast out last week, we shouldn't. It always needs to be the right energy that we put them out in, I think. So we just gave ourselves a week off.
Very nice. And we're talking all about energy today, of course. We're going to cover, it'll be quite a short one, this one, the 6 building blocks to optimal energy. These are really easy to implement hacks that you can put in place in your life to have more energy right now.
Yes,
really?
Because obviously, especially us midlifers, with the massive levels of pressures that are upon us and our fluctuating hormones and the levels of stress that we are constantly under, we hear so often, I've just got no energy. I don't know where my energy has gone. I feel like someone's just pulled the plug. So there are ways. It's not something that's always going to elude you. There are absolutely ways that you can regain vitality, energy, and even excitement for the day. And it's something that we teach throughout our Midlife Method program. You know, I can't tell you how many people have always coming to us and saying, oh my goodness, I didn't realise I could get this energy back. I've got so much more energy for everything, you know, for my home life, for my work, for my fitness, everything. So it's not impossible, quite the opposite. So we're going to be sharing those with you on this podcast.
We are, but before we get into that, what else have we been up to? We're obviously up in a 2-week break now.
Yeah. Well, yes, I suppose so. It's been 2-week break. We did have last week off. Well, we have been sunning ourselves. We have had nice little moments in the park of sunshine.
We have. We have occasional moments of sunshine, which has been lovely. We've been swimming a lot in Hampstead ponds. We now have our season passes, so we're going in there a lot more.
We've been down to the zoo a few times, yes. London Zoo, because we've got our yearly pass for that now as well.
Yeah.
So that's been nice. And just being rather healthy,
and
I would say.
We've been exploring London. Healthy. We decided that we're actually quite insular, so we started exploring other areas. So we've been down to Spitalfields,
Richmond.
We went to Richmond, which discovered was actually Surrey, not London, but it's lovely down there. We stopped in Waterloo on the way back. Wouldn't recommend it.
James, he's such a snob.
South of the river.
James is such a snob. Listen, if anyone lives in London, if anyone knows, there is still, I would say, this south-north divide, and James has definitely got that in his psyche. He doesn't like going south of the river,
I break out in hives if I go south of the river.
You suggested it.
I know, I was trying to keep you happy. No, it's been really great exploring new areas. And then, of course, coming home to the area you know and seeing people there.
But we're off on holiday next week as well. Actually, when this comes out, we'll have left, basically. We'll be on holiday.
Well, actually, I think when this comes out, we'll actually be at the Orbit Fitness Festival doing our workshops there, which will be amazing. The forecast weather's incredible, so that'll be really good.
Yeah, we're doing two talks there, aren't we?
We are, two talks there. And then we're going straight from there to our long-awaited holiday, where we will be completely offline, off social media, just basically swimming and putting our feet in the sand.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me on to an announcement that we have made in the last couple of days on our social media. And that is that it's time. James and I have been running the Midlife Method now for 3 years, which is our transformational program, our 8-week transformational program for busy midlifers who want to regain control over their body, their mind and their life. Very holistic, integrated approach. It's amazing. We are humbled by how many people tell us that it's completely changed their life, not just their body, but their mind, their emotions, their relationships, like everything. So it's really, really an inside-out transformation. But, shouldn't say but, we have decided to review and reset for the coming months. Because James and I have got so much more that's about to come out of us, so much more expansion, so many more opportunities. We're being given nudges, basically, by the universe to do lots of different things right now. So we're just going to take some time to reset and review what that looks like. And we need the space with each other, the connection with each other, to do that. So where I'm leading this conversation is we normally take an intake of the Midlife Method every month. But we're actually only going to do one more until at least September. So the next intake is going to be on the 19th of June. So basically when this goes out in a week's time. And then you won't be able to join the program at all until at least September. So, and we only take a minimal amount. We take about 10 people on each cohort for the Midlife Method. And those spaces are already filling up. So if you have been following us for a while and you know, like and trust us, and you are sick of feeling the way you're feeling, sick of feeling like the best of your years are behind you, sick of feeling lethargic, anxious, avoiding mirrors, and it's affecting not just your confidence, but your relationships, how you're showing up at work, how you're showing up for your kids, all of that stuff. If you've been sitting here listening to us for a while, and you've been wondering whether to join the program, now's your time, and it might be the only time for a while, actually. And because of that, because we've announced this, we are getting a lot of interest and a lot of people signing up. So there won't be many spaces left by the time this goes out. So we're away on holiday next week. We won't be able to do calls with you. Normally, we like to do like a consultation call with you. If you are interested in joining the program, just send us an email at team@themidlifementors.com. to join this last cohort for a while now, because if you've been thinking this is the time, or actually waiting for the right time, there is no right time. That's the newsflash. There is no right time, and you deserve to live your best, most authentic life. And our program absolutely delivers on that in bundles. And James and I are going to give this last cohort our absolute everything, like we do all the others, but it's going to be very, very, very special, and you're going to be part of an amazing group of people. That level of accountability and community is second to none.
Yeah, really looking forward to running this one. Can't wait for that. And of course, that means you'll be springing into summer with a whole new positive mindset, not to mention like a new
body,
lean body with loads of energy and all the rest of it.
So talking about energy, let's start.
Let's talk about the six building blocks for optimal energy and really simple things you can do. So number one, it's really easy. Drink more water.
You say it's really easy, but people really struggle with this.
They
to
do.
Monitor
it's a,
how
it's
much.
A, it's a habit. So we just be actually, it's a cross between a habit and planning, like most things. This is the stuff we drill in the Midlife Method, right? It's about having the habits and the plans to support those habits. So with water, most people just aren't tracking it. Right? As soon as you do start to track it, and it's been the feedback of the Midlife Method, people are tracking it, they're like, oh, I can see I need to drink more, or I know where I'm at, or wow, it's really interesting, I noticed my energy levels were lower this day, and then I looked and I didn't drink as much water as I should have done. Here's the thing. We are mostly water. Our cells need water. We need to keep our cell membrane fluidity in place, which we do by being hydrated. It allows the chemical messages to flow much easier. So but just by being more hydrated, we'll have more energy. In fact, often when we feel fatigued, that can be due to mild dehydration. When we think we're hungry, that can be due to mild dehydration. So then we eat inappropriate things. So we want to start making sure we've got enough water. I'd say that the bare minimum you want to have on board is 2-2.5 liters a day, but really you should be aiming for like 3-3.5 liters a day. And you will actually notice a difference in your energy levels once you start having that amount of water.
And listen, I'm gonna talk about the elephant in the room. So a lot of, particularly us women, are like, oh my goodness, but my bladder's really weak. I had this conversation with a client the other day. I'm like, I'm afraid to drink too much water. And listen, we hear that. And it's something that I struggle with too, by the way. I've always been like this. It's not something that's happened at midlife. I've never had a particularly strong bladder. Ask my lovely parents who, whenever we went on road trips, I was like 2 minutes down the road and I'd be like, can I go to the bathroom? But, you know, I have managed now to up my water intake to about 3.5 litres a day. And I just want to let you know that, yes, I have to plan it. So if I'm going out for the afternoon, if I'm going on a road trip or something, I have to plan when I drink my water. Most of the time I stack it really early in the day, but it's made a massive difference to my energy levels. I promise you, you know, I used to have a slump in the middle of the day, you know, just after lunch. But actually now I can tell from the amount of water I'm taking on board that I've got so, so much more energy. I'm like, how did I miss this? How, given what I do, have missed this for so long? And it was actually doing the 75 hard program that forced me, you know, that was the challenge that I did, forced me to drink that much water a day. And now it's just like, it's a habit. Guess what? It's now a habit. And I can really tell actually if I haven't drunk enough water.
Yeah. So here's some tips for you. The first one is you could obviously buy like a massive bottle. They are out there, but they're not terribly convenient if you're moving around or if you're on space, if you're staying at home or you're in an office, then that works. You can just see visually how much you've drunk. The other thing to do is just start tracking it, just tracking it on your phone, like noting down, right, I've had a pint or 500 ml of water, and just keep noting it and then keep score through the day. That means you'll make sure you're getting enough on board. And like Claire just said, you will notice a difference in energy. So that's one, drink more water.
Number two is protein. Should we do protein next?
Yeah, get more lean protein into your diet. Again, our diets tend to be too high in carbohydrates, particularly overly processed carbohydrates. With a lot of sugars and other things going in, that's going to impact our gut health, which we'll come on to in a minute, but also our energy levels. So it's not easy for us to get the energy from overly processed foods. We end up actually storing it in the body because we don't process it. So we add more lean protein in. Lean protein is going to actually have more branched chain amino acids in it, which again is going to help our energy levels. It will also trigger our hormone leptin, so we feel fuller for longer and don't tend to overeat, and we don't get caught in these up and down insulin cycles, because by getting the protein on board, we're helping to level out those insulin levels.
Yeah, and so how much protein should we be getting? So we should be actually aiming, if we're looking to maintain muscle mass, which we are at midlife, or even gain some muscle mass, we want to be looking at about 1.2 to 1.7 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So that's what we want to be aiming for. And the thing is, we're not into the whole measuring, to be quite honest with you, we're not into the whole measuring of macros and being obsessive about it. But what we would say is try and have protein at every meal. You know, what we do, what we encourage our clients to do, is have our power smoothie. If you're inside our Midlife Mentors community group, you'll have heard us talk about our power smoothie, our power shake, over and over and over again, because people find it amazing, and because of the energy it gives them, because of the protein, the right amount of carbs, the right amount of fat, and the fruit that's in it. But if you're not a member of the Midlife Mentors community, just there's always a link in the show notes to join that. Just join and then pop a little post in there saying, Claire, can you give me the recipe for your power smoothie, because I'm quite happy to share that. But they have that to set you up for the day. That's got protein in it. And then have some lean protein at lunchtime, maybe some tuna, maybe some pulses, some chicken, something like that. And then in the evening, again, same thing. And that's that's a way that you can kind of think to yourself, I am getting enough protein in my diet, because I don't weigh out all of my protein. And then if you need to add any extra protein in, you can add in a protein shake. I don't know whether you want to talk about the fact of why a protein shake is actually easier for us to digest and manage in our body.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing. Just like everything else in our bodies, our stomach lining degrades with age as well. So that basically means it's less able to absorb the nutrients from food. So for example, if the 20-year-old you was to eat a 400-gram steak and the 50-year-old you was to eat the same 400-gram steak, the 20-year-old you is going to extract a lot more of the protein from that steak just through the extra functionality of the stomach lining. So what that means is we want to go for easily absorbable protein. So protein powder is ideal. We've got the powder. Whey protein is super easy for the body to absorb. We can mix it up with water. That means it's low calorie, high protein, and it's easily absorbed, so we're getting the protein in that we need.
And I just need to mention this, because obviously those meals that I suggest is are not for vegans and vegetarians. Although vegetarians, obviously you've got eggs, they're a really, really good source of protein. But for vegans, and the protein powder is another really, really good way of getting enough protein in, because I can promise you, if you are vegan, you are not getting enough protein in your diet. So supplementing it with a vegan protein shake is absolutely a winner for you.
Absolutely.
Because right. Otherwise you're not going to have enough energy.
No, and number three, sticking with the nutrition theme, is a fiber. Now, yes. You might think, why do I need more fiber? Well, here's the thing. Our gut is home to billions of organisms,
billions.
Called our gut biomes, which have a role in regulating our mood, our emotions, but also our metabolism and our energy levels. So if our gut biomes are in poor health, it means we'll have less energy, our cognition's impaired, we'll have low mood, low anxiety, you know, can have anxiety. So we want to make sure that our gut biomes are as healthy as possible. Now, one way we can do that is giving them enough fiber. They love fiber. Fiber is what we call a prebiotic. The gut biomes actually feed off it. So we want to make sure we're getting enough fiber from fresh vegetables and fresh fruit. That will help keep our gut happy and increase our energy levels. Because we've got a happy gut. Also, added bonus, it will elevate your mood as well. If you want to go the extra step, you could also go probiotic, because the gut loves that. So that is live cultures that basically help the gut biomes multiply. Things like live yogurts, fermented foods like
sauerkraut,
your kimchi, your kombucha, or even consider taking a probiotic supplement.
Yes, perfect. The next one is sleep. So we're going to talk about sleep. Obviously, again, when we're hitting this time of our life, sleep can be really erratic all over the place, and with hormonal changes, and actually with stress, which is going to be one of our points as well. But sleep, there's so much research around this now that that indicates that sleep isn't a bank that we can go to and get more of, basically. So, you know, like if you're one of these people that kind of forego their sleep during the week, if you're working late, if you're going out a lot, you're socializing, or your kids are keeping you up, and you're not getting very much sleep in the week, and you're thinking that you can make up that bank of sleep at the weekends, research shows that that's actually not what happens. In fact, when you start to shift your routine around, so say for example you're getting up a lot later in the weekend, actually what happens is you end up with like a sleep fog. So you actually end up feeling less energized because you're out of your normal synced routine. So the suggestion is, regardless of how much sleep you're really getting in the week or every night, try and keep the habit the same. So try and get to bed at the same time and wake at the same time. Rather than trying to play catch up at the weekend, this level of routine and ritual is going to really, really help you stabilize your energy, which is kind of against what most of us think. Oh, if I can make it up at the weekend, I'm going to feel much, much more energized. That is not what the research shows, unfortunately. So just making sure, listen, that you are really, really focusing on a good sleep routine, good sleep hygiene. You know, we've not got devices, we're not sitting on Instagram and social media as we're about to go off to sleep, which has obviously just got the blue light and it interferes with melatonin, your sleep hormone. We just really need to make sure that it's dark enough, that the temperature is right, that we're not too activated before we go to bed, that we're not eating too close to bedtime as well, which is raising our body temperature. All these things, that we're doing something relaxing before we have a good night's sleep, but mainly just making sure that you stick to the same times of going to bed and rising. That's the way that you're going to maintain energy.
The next factor that Claire touched on there was stress. Mm. Now, stress can be a major player. When we know if when we're stressed, we produce the hormone cortisol alongside other hormones and neurotransmitters. And cortisol will have a detrimental effect on our energy levels, right? It has a number of roles in the body. It is a get-up-and-go hormone, so it will give you like a spark of energy when it first fires, but that can quickly lead to brain fog, tiredness, low mood, and most of us go through life just having the cortisol levels far too high, far too often. So we want to learn what our stress triggers are and learn to either avoid them or react different to them. We won't go into that because we've done like numerous podcasts on stress and what to do with it. But just to recognize that if you're letting stress be a player in your life, that will be affecting your energy levels in a negative way.
Absolutely. My goodness. So, so important. And the final one is exercise.
Mm.
So obviously it sounds a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? Because if you haven't got the energy, if you haven't got any energy, then you're not going to want to go and exercise. But again, all research points to the fact that when we can just move our body, we can increase the feel-good hormones in our body, and that is going to give us energy. If we just sit on our backsides watching Netflix all the time, our energy levels are going to massively dip. Our mood is going to suffer. Obviously, a mood and energy is interwoven, it's interlinked. If we're low mood, we're going to feel low energy. So by going and moving your body, even if it's just, it doesn't need to be anything crazy, just getting outside into some vitamin D, which also, by the way, gives you energy, but isn't one of our tips. You know, getting outside into the daylight, getting some of that vitamin D, moving your body, exercising your body. It's going to help with your energy levels, but also because you're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel proud of yourself, that you're actually starting to honour this amazing gift of a body that you've been given, this home that you've been given for the rest of your life that we need to look after and honour. So that in itself is going to give you more energy, and all the research points to that too.
It does indeed, yeah. And that's so fascinating because it does sound counterintuitive. But here's the thing, like in evolutionary terms, we're not yet at the point where we're designed to be sedentary and static. We are still very much hunter-gatherers, so we're meant to be up and moving. That will help the body generate more energy.
And it helps with sleep as well. So here's the thing, all of these are really interlinked, right? So if you exercise, it's going to help with your stress levels. And if you're less stressed and you exercise, you're going to sleep better. So this is how all of this is such an integrated approach. And again, it's all of this stuff that we get dialed in the Midlife Method program, so that actually we, from all angles, we're not just trying to tackle something in isolation. From all angles, we are up in that level of energy, which is why you can see like so many of our clients are like, oh my goodness, these small tech tools, these small strategies are making a massive, massive difference to my life.
Exactly that. I was going to give an example there. You know, think of those days that we all get, maybe over a weekend, or maybe around those weird times of year, like Christmas, for example, where we tend to eat loads of the wrong types of food, like carb-heavy processed foods, high sugar. We sit on the sofa, we don't move. Probably our sleep's disrupted because we're going to bed at funny times or having lie-ins. Like, how low on energy do you feel at those times? Despite the fact, like, if you look at the energy balance, the energy coming into your body from what you're consuming, it's high. You're in a massive surplus, but your energy levels are low. Then I think of people we have, you know, who have come on our retreats and suddenly like they're doing many hours of exercise in a day they're not used to, but they're eating health and nourishing food. They're out in the sunlight. They're staying hydrated. They're getting to bed early. That means that they all go, oh, I've never slept so well as I'm doing this. And they all, by the end of the week, they've got so much energy now, despite all the exercise they've been doing.
So true, James.
It's a really clear example.
So, so true. I kind of forget that, but that is so true. It's the same for everyone. Yeah. How ironic. And actually leading...
And if you'd like to join us on one of our retreats...
I was about to say this.
We have two. Only two for this year.
We do have two. We've got one in the UK that we've just announced. And listen, like, we know that people can't always travel to Ibiza to see us and take that much time out of their family life and their work life. So we decided, we haven't done one in the UK since 2020, and that was fully booked. I think we had like 18 to 20 people on that, like straight away. We can only take 8 on this one, and we've already got some bookings on it already. And I know that they'll go fast because of the amazing value, the amazing location. It's at Ockenden Manor, which is just an amazing country estate. set in just gorgeous, gorgeous countryside. I'm such a woodland fairy, so I love all of that stuff.
And it's got a gorgeous spa as well.
It's got a gorgeous spa, and because there's only 8 people on it, you know, you're going to get maximum time with James and I and learn the right way to exercise, the right way to eat, the best tools and techniques to master your mind and your emotions and your stress and your sleep and all the things actually that we've just talked about here. So that's in September on, mm-hmm. what date is it? I'm going to put the link in the show notes. So if you're interested in checking it out, go and do that ASAP because, as I said, there's only 8 spots. And then we've got our Ibiza, a retreat at the luxury Six Senses hotel and spa, and that, as you can imagine, is going to be off the scale, and that's in October. And again, we've got bookings for that already, but you basically will be staying in a luxurious villa with James and I, loads and loads of personal time with us, and obviously you get to sip cocktails overlooking the Mediterranean Sea as the sun sets as well.
Can't wait for that, which is
quite nice. So that's it really. Just remember, you know, the Midlife Method, if it's something that's been on your mind to join, and you know, you just want to step into that, the most amazing version of yourself, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, in your life, in your relationships, like everything. It changes everything for people. And it does so because it's such a holistic approach to transformation. If this has been something that's been on your mind, please do get in. I don't want you to miss out. We're desperate to help as many of you as possible. So that's the 17th of June that starts. Send us an email. 19th of June. Send us an email at team@themidlifementors.com if you're keen to get on board. And yeah, we will hopefully see your name on the list.
We will.
Okay.
Right. We're off for our holes.
We are off on our holes. Whoop, whoop.
See you in a week or so.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye. Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.